Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimes. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Quell moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quell moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Quell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Appling moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hemsley bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Callaway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. QL steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Chapman reaches second base with a double. QL scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.